You're listening to the Bryant Land Country Podcast, hosted by AB3.
So I decided to do another bonus episode based on the events of the past week. I went out to Kansas, turkey hunted for a couple days, I think 3 days out there. Last week I was not successful, but it was the first time that I had been to Kansas to hunt. I had been to Kansas to work before. Worked ESPN, did some baseball out there, and did some college football, Division II college football championship out there 1 year in the soccer stadium out there in Kansas, in Kansas City. So I decided to go out there, had a trip. Like I said, I was not successful. I did meet some pretty good, some pretty cool people. The outfitter and his girlfriend were very nice. There were two other couples that were there. It was all archery hunt. It was the archery season out there in Kansas. But yeah, it was a good time. Like I said, I enjoyed the scenery. Saw some of the famous Kansas deer out there. Those deer had nubs on their heads where they were starting their new growth. And just from the circumference, the size of the nubs, I can see that those deer are going to be Boone and Crockett world-class deer by the time they grow up. They're still young, so, you know, they got, you know, tons of potential out there. But, yeah, man, I mean, Kansas was cool. Went into town. It's an 11-hour drive from Milwaukee to Great Bend. I did the drive overnight. I've done that a couple of times in my on my hunting trips and stuff. I mean, I've made overnight drives down to Arkansas to go duck hunt. And then I made this overnight trip after I got off of work last Wednesday. And I mean, I tell you, you know, I consider myself a driver. I consider myself a pretty good driver as far as like long distance on road trips and stuff. But man, it was a struggle trying to stay awake. Had a couple of 5-hour energies going and a couple 5-hour energies coming back just to make sure that I could make the trip back. But yeah, as I said, Kansas, enjoyed it. Hopefully I can go back, seal the deal, get my birds. I got a Kansas turkey tag that is burning in the pockets of my hunting pants, and I need to put it on the foot of a Kansas Rio. I know I didn't say in the beginning, but this is the bonus episode, a bonus episode of the Bryant Land Country Podcast. I am the host, AB3. Decided to put a Bryant Land bonus episode together this week, not only just because of my trip to Kansas, but Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods won the Masters again on Sunday. Tiger Woods, y'all, if you will. And I'm not a golf fan, okay? Let's just start right there. I'm not big on golf. Golf does absolutely nothing for me. I think it's quite boring to watch. I've been to the driving range a few times, and, you know, that's not a bad deal. That's kind of fun. But for the most part, the golf, playing golf, does absolutely nothing for me. But however, I can't really say see, because I didn't really watch a lot of the Masters, watch some of the highlights afterwards. But the fact that Tiger Woods came back, I think it was 11 year hiatus, at 11 o'clock at night, almost midnight Eastern time. After midnight Eastern time, the way my body clock is set up, it's going to be a hiatus. So after, you know, an 11-year hiatus, he won the Masters, man. And I just think it's just a testament of his perseverance. I mean, that guy been through a lot. You know, he got a divorce. Wife took all his money. You know, think she took the kids as well. You know, he overcame, you know, numerous injuries, all kinds of, you know, different, you know, obstacles and stuff, man. And for him to come back and win the premier golf tournament, I mean, the Super Bowl of golf tournaments, if you will, I mean, it's just remarkable. My hat's off to that guy. I mean, they basically buried and left that guy for dead. It's just a testament, man. You can, you know, use it as motivation. You know, don't let anybody bury you or bury your dreams out here. You know, you just got to keep working at it, keep pushing, and then you can accomplish, you know, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, man. So shout out to Tiger Woods and all the golf people out there that said that he would never win another tournament. You know, as I do these podcasts, you may hear me use some wrestling terms every now and then. You know, I'll say, you know, we put over, you know, a particular product, or you put over a particular person. And when you say put over, that means basically you're just endorsing them, just kind of hyping them up. Well, I'm fixing to put myself over here. The Bryantland Country Podcast, BryantlandCountry.com website, man. We got all kinds of merch that you guys need to go check out. I know you guys hear me talk about it all the time on the podcast. If you're a regular listener, if you just happen to stumble across this bonus episode, then you definitely should go subscribe to the Bryantland Country Podcast so you can be a part of the weekly, you know, shenanigans that we put out here on the podcast. But what I really want to tell you guys about right now, we got two shirts, man. We got apparel for the podcast. There's a Bryantland Country Podcast t-shirt that's out right now. You should go out, get it, show your support for the podcast. We certainly would appreciate it. That shirt is available in the shop section of the BryantlandCountry.com website. And then we also put out another t-shirt, a Hey Turkey t-shirt. Now, the story behind the Hey Turkey t-shirt, I've told this story a couple times already on the podcast, but like I said, if you just happen to stumble across this bonus episode, then you need to download the regular podcast. But Hey Turkey, when I was in Nebraska last year, there was a older gentleman that was in camp, and he said to me, he said, hey, you know, if you have trouble getting a turkey to stop, you know, once you have a, you know, long beard come in and you're trying to get them to stop long enough to get a shot off, just yell, hey, turkey. Now, I thought obviously the guy was pulling my leg. I thought he was playing a joke on me because, you know, it was the first time, you know, my first time hunting Merriam's in Nebraska or whatever. So I thought he was pulling my leg. But once I got, you know, in the blind, got out there, got a couple of long beards in, I was trying to film, you know, self-film or whatever, and the turkeys were on a move. I mean, they were on a beeline to wherever they were going. So the last ditch effort, I yelled out, hey, turkey. Sure enough, turkey gobbled. I put an arrow right through him, double lung, passed through. Bird didn't go too far, and now that turkey is in my trophy room. So I decided to come up with the concept and had the shirt drawn up. Like I said, it's on the website, BryantlandCountry.com, in the shop tab, the Hey Turkey t-shirt, the BryantlandCountry.com podcast t-shirt. Go pick you up one or two or however many you want. All right, last thing that I'm going to cover in this bonus episode is one of the things that I appreciate definitely the most about, you know, the people that are listening to the podcast. You guys take time and you give us feedback, you leave comments. I mean, I've been asking for day one, or been asking since day one, I should say, you know, leave me a rating, review, you know, tell five people to tell five more people, you know, share the podcast with five people and ask them to share it with five more people. Well, three people here have taken the time to either send me a message on Twitter or on Instagram, or either leave a comment on the iTunes comment section or the Apple Podcast comment section, I should say. I'm not sure whatever they're calling themselves these days. But I just wanted to shout these three folks out and just read their comments, man. I really appreciate it. First one is D. Jones Outdoors from Instagram. He says, keep doing what you're doing, man. I admire your work. Keep it inspiring and telling your story and the stories of others, man. We need more people like you in this world, unbiased and extroverts, reaching out and making a difference with a prayer emoji. Man, first of all, D. Jones Outdoors, thank you. Second of all, I am as introvert as they come. You know, people that really know me, I don't like people. I don't like being around a lot of people. I have a extremely small circle of friends. You know, obviously I'm around my kids. Because I love my kids to death. But as far as like being around people, a lot of times when I go hunting, I go by myself if it's not my son with me. But either way, thank you for the feedback. Thanks for shouting us out here, man. And we're going to try to, you know, we're going to try to keep doing the work that we're doing. So we really appreciate it. Second one is from BWayne8589 on Twitter. No, I really got to get my Twitter game stepped up. You know, put so much emphasis on Instagram and Facebook and a couple of other advertising avenues that I've taken. Man, I got to step my Twitter game up. BWayne8589 says, love the show with my boy Antonio. Met him on my honeymoon in the Dominican, and it's so cool to listen to his story and see just how hunting, just see just how different hunting can be outside the Midwest where I hunt. BWayne8589, and I could see how you met Antonio on your honeymoon in the Dominican. I mean, that is a super, super nice guy. We hit it off just talking right before we did our interview, and I think that's why my conversation with Antonio went so well. You know, that Marsh episode, you know, hunting with the Marshes, has been a really big hit. People seem to love that episode. So thank you for taking the time, you know, to drop me a line on Twitter, man. I really, really, really appreciate it. All right. Last piece of feedback I got is from Loving Life in 13. This came from the Apple section of the Apple Podcast tab, the review comment section of the Apple Podcast tab. It says, AB3 Podcast is really at it. I've never been in the podcast, but Official Brian Land is the real deal. Straightforward talk with straightforward people. He lets you get into the mix and tell your story. You learn something from every conversation. Keep it up, man. Great job. Loving Life in 13. Man, I really appreciate it, you know. I enjoy doing this podcast. I enjoy talking to the people that I get to talk to, mainly because I handpick every guest. You know, I go through, I look at people's stories. I try to find people that I think that would be interesting for the audience and quite frankly, interested to me too. So I enjoy, you know, the people that I talk to. You know, you guys need to go and check out the podcast for this week with Ryan the Buddha. We dropped that on Monday. Our podcast drops on every Monday. And Ryan, like I said, came to me from, or should I say, I went to him based on talking to a coworker of mine. And then we also have not only a mutual friend in my coworker, but he's also talked to Antonio Marsh, and they're trying to line something up to do something, you know, with a hunt with some kids and stuff. So, I mean, just talking to great people, trying to get great stories, man. So make sure y'all go out and check out, you know, episode 15, this week's episode of the Bryant Land Country Podcast with Ryan the Buddha. But Loving Life in 13, thank you for your feedback. Thank you for taking the time to send something in and just let us know that we're doing something right around here. So I really appreciate it. All right, as I said before, the bonus episodes are not going to be long. I'm looking at my timer now and I'm already at 16 minutes. I'm going to probably, by the time I edit this and stuff, hopefully I can knock it down to about 15 minutes. Either way, you know, these bonus episodes, like I said, just to provide more timely content, me to kind of spitball on some of the other bullshit that I don't mess around with on the podcast. You know, when I get an interview now, these interviews have been going so well, they've been going, you know, 50, 60 minutes or whatever, just talking, getting great content, getting great stories. I don't want to waste you guys' time with a monologue in the beginning and then a little something at the end. So I said, I'd bump it. I'll put it on, you know, on a bonus episode, especially if I got anything I really want to get off my chest, or just, you know, take the time to read some of the stuff that we get from the listeners and to thank them for sending in their feedback. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this bonus episode. Just make sure, you know, you're checking out everything Bryant Land at Official Bryant Land on Instagram, Bryant Land on the Book of Faces, Facebook, you know, at 3BryantLand on Twitter, you know, BryantLandCountry.com. Make sure you check out the shop tab. Make sure you check out the video tab. We got video interviews that we've done over the years. That's on that on-demand tab on the Bryant Land Country podcast. I'm sorry, the BryantLandCountry.com website. We got a lot of things working in the mix here, man. Like I said, I just put out two T-shirts. Those are available on the shop tab. We got some great guests coming up. I already interviewed another fella, Lafayette, from my home state of South Carolina. Fella's doubled up on these turkeys the last couple of years in Kansas and Nebraska. So we recorded that episode tonight, man. We keep good stuff coming for y'all. So just keep hanging with us. Keep supporting us, and I'll check you guys out later. Thanks for listening to the bonus eps, the bonus episode of the Bryant Land Country Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Bryant Land Country Podcast, hosted by AB3. Please leave us a positive review and 5-star rating on iTunes. Be sure to check out our podcast section on our website, BryantLandCountry.com, for previous podcasts. Check us out on Instagram at Official Bryant Land and Twitter at 3Bryant Land. This has been an AB3 Media production. Join us next time for another edition of the Bryant Land Country Podcast.